In my family, we can trace this back to Roman times, when portents were the rage of the day for making decisions concerning politics, raining down mayhem on your enemies, planting crops, selecting a wife, or in enlightened families, a husband, and whether the gods of various cabinet positions were smiling. The eagle knew, or so we believed. Okay, not everyone in my family believes in the sighting of eagles on the auspicious days of the Gregorian calendar. My sister confuses ravens with eagles and Edgar Allan with Marcus Aurelius, but she does believe in portents. Oh yeah, don't get her started on the Donald. Anyway, seeing this eagle means big changes are coming in 2025. There were months of foretelling, but Canada will get a new prime minister in 2025. The eagle was perched facing westwards, and this is a clear indication that the new PM will be someone from the west, eliminating Monsieur LeBlanc from Quebec. Sorry, Dominic, you are tainted, as the new Liberal candidate for the highest but often maligned position in Ottawa. It may be a Western woman, Ms. Clark. Sorry, Christia, you misheard, the eagle said Christy, not Christia. And no, the money guy politely said not this time. Pete Poiliev believes in polls, not eagles, despite, as one former PM said, polls were places for dogs to urinate, and the best Mr. No Policy can hope for is a minority coalition with the, wait for it, the NDP, who will make deals with anyone, as we saw in the last election. The NDP had the Liberals spending like, well, ND purrs. The eagle is forecasting a change in the G7 meeting location. The signs are all there. The biggest player in the world economy, okay, second biggest, has a leader who is a convicted, self-pardoned, felon and cannot cross our borders, especially since we have, at his behest, upgraded our border security. The meeting is being moved from Kananaskis AB to Paris, France. Wait, the eagle is shaking its head. None, Paris doesn't want him either. Germany? Neem Danke. Italy? No Grazie. Justin so wanted to be the host of the G6. We will lose economic status after the meeting. Realizing that the bald eagle was chosen as the national bird of the USA, I asked for any clues about the future value of the Canadian loonie versus the US greenback. Ever since we dumped gold as a trading standard in exchange for the US dollar, we Canucks have been at the mercy of the money traders and our financial offshore traders, but I digress. Now the Prez-elect and his bud Musk are thinking of switching over to Bitcoin or some other digital fantasy. If this proceeds, the US dollar will soon become as worthless as other paper money around the world. The eagle will lose status and become just another salmon scavenger. Whoops, did I say that out loud? The eagle predicted that our next door Prez-elect would take a few months to decide which country he would take over first, Panama, Greenland, or Canada. Cuba is on the B list, but they are still friends with some other communist countries like China and Russia, so that is on hold. Putin is his bud too. The eagle says preliminary geophysical drilling will begin for the traffic tunnel that will run from Scarborough to Mississauga, with completion slated for 2035. The name of the tunnel will be determined by a primary school contest. The name of the tunnel must contain the letters D, R, O and F, with an optional A and another F. In a related matter, the $200 checks that were promised to Ontarians will be cancelled due to the backlash to a similar program promoted by the federal Liberals when their finance minister refused to sign the checks. The eagle says we should get used to spelling that like other Americans, checks. Asked about local portents, the eagle indicated by defecating, a serious sign, that a sinkhole would open in the Ferris section of our town. Council would put up a sign saying, clean fill wanted, but then in an effort to keep the project on time, they would fill the sinkhole with what the CFO called loose change from a reserve. Later correcting this to clarify that did not mean from the Nipissing First Nation. The eagle predicted that the proposed bike lane for the McEwen widening would be redirected to a more scenic route along the base of the escarpment. Our MPP said it was a small matter to keep the premier, governor happy in his work. I was hoping to get a reading, maybe by some ruffling of the feathers, about the Castle Street dump, but nada. One would think there would be a limit on how high one can pile junk before covering it with sand and clean fill to deter vermin, but not yet. Perhaps the next council will have the will address this. It is politically incorrect to say gonads, and rightly so. The eagle flew away before I could get a read on what would happen with North Bay's homeless people. I know, some of you may have an issue in reading portents from an eagle, but what, I ask you, is the alternative? Listening to politicians? Just saying. Happy 2025.